It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes a man needs to feel something other than his own touch.
Have you tried switching hands?
Oh, I tell you, Rob and I were just having so much fun during the break talking about how we want to kill Matt.
You know, he'd best stay there and not even come back.
Now, Beth Ann is in here and is explaining to me that we're getting a lot of questions about the contest today.
Right.
Perhaps we didn't make it very clear that you have to go to Matt. You have to
physically
find him and physically go to him.
Be with him.
But we will entertain guesses, you know, as to where in the world is Matt Goldstein if they're incorrect.
Only if they're incorrect.
Only if they're incorrect.
Yes. Now, the thing is...
So how do we handle that when we answer the phone?
What do you mean?
Well, where do you think he is? And they're correct. Do we just hang up on them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because if they're correct...
Maybe we shouldn't entertain any guesses.
If they're correct... Yeah. Well, it's fun to have people, you know, guess where he is. I like that. And then we just say no, and that creates more of the mystique.
How about this?
What's that?
Let everybody guess on the air, and no matter what, tell them they're wrong.
But no matter what, if you're confident in your guess,
if you're confident,
go to the location, because that's the way you get your $100.
That's right. That's
another thing that Matt said was that, no, you'll be able to fill out a form. Actually, he's carrying lots of cash.
Stacks of cash.
This is for all the criminal element in D.C.
He has all the prize money with him.
He's got cash and cocaine.
The money vault.
He's got cocaine sewn into his jacket. I wanted to ask you a question.
His little boy jacket.
Our Bigfoot guy.
I gotta go get him. Yeah. Sorry. You told me to be here.
All right. Then come back after you get him on the line, because I want to ask you about our Cinco de Mayo party. Because I have to have a lot of questions.
I just heard something great about it.
What's that?
Chris told me that is it L'Oreal Plaza? Is that the name of the
place? Yeah, L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest. It's a big Dos Equis party.
He said it's an amazing venue with a rooftop terrace.
Really?
And that's where we will be.
We'd love everybody to come down, especially if you have sleep apnea. We would love to chat with you.
Will you be bringing L CPAP machine?
I'll be the CPAP. No, but I'll be bringing my little snore clips, which I think I'm going to put in my nose right now. I'm going to put this in. I'm talking normally. I will not fake a voice here.
Okay. You just did another pronunciation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Snore clips.
Snore clips. Snore clips.
Mm-hmm. Snore clips.
And see? It's in my nose now, and it doesn't appreciably... change the way I sound.
Why don't you wear it all the time?
Because I'd just be too damn hot, Rob.
You look like a bull.
You got something right here.
Mike in Maryland, you're on the show. What can we do for you, Mike?
Yeah, I think I know where Matt is.
All right, guess.
He's at the Holocaust Museum.
No, he is not. No.
Not there.
No, but thank you for your guess.
So we're eliminating places.
Not that it wasn't. Yeah, see, that's a way of doing it. Now, I think that works as the show goes on.
Process of elimination.
Mm-hmm. I will tell Mike that just called in, though, not that it wasn't considered.
Mm-hmm. It was discussed.
Mm-hmm. It was actually discussed at one time, and it was discussed very, very seriously.
Reverently.
Do we have our Bigfoot music?
We do.
All right, it's time to talk Bigfoot, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
Coming to us all the way from Canada, everyone is familiar with Sasquatch. The Yeti, Bigfoot.
Like on the Regis show.
That's right.
The Yeti.
Look at that Yeti. I think it's the same name. Let's please welcome Canadian illustrator based in Toronto, Graham Romeo. Romeo, is that the correct pronunciation of your name, Graham?
That is, yes.
Ah. Graham, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thanks.
So nice to have you on the show. And let me see if I've got the correct title of your book, Bigfoot, I Not Dead.
That is the right. That's the correct title, yes.
How are things in Canada? Are you in Canada right now, Graham?
I am. I'm sitting looking out the window at Canada right now.
How are things in the Great White North?
Cold.
Very cold.
Cold and empty.
You know, it was interesting that we were going to have you on the show because it was earlier today I was on YouTube looking at a promo for a Bigfoot special that's coming on. There are a lot of people. You turn that music down a little bit, Rob.
I was getting into it.
I know you were. There are a lot of people around the country, Graham, that, you know, believe Bigfoot is still very much alive, and the first thing I have to ask you, because I haven't done a tremendous amount of research, I have not read the book, is this, since it's Bigfoot, I Not Dead, is this book written from the perspective of Bigfoot?
It is, yes, it is, most definitely. It's I'm just helping Bigfoot along as far as writing his autobiography.
So you believe in the creature?
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Well, what can you, what evidence can you provide us with? Because, you know, you hear about Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot, but you never see, you know, you never see any evidence.
Well, I mean, that's part of his appeal. If he was actually discovered, I think the concern would be that you know, there'd be no allure left. So
there'd be no what left?
No allure, no mystery. His mystery is what makes him money.
Allure.
If he became public, you know, he would have his 15 minutes of fame, but then we would all get tired of him, and that would essentially be it for him, and he couldn't, you know.
When did you run into a Bigfoot, Graham, that makes you an expert on writing this book?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm channeling Bigfoot to write the book, so, I mean...
Literally?
Did you say channeling?
Well, not exactly channeling. But
not exactly channeling. I'm just trying to get my head around this, Graham, to figure out, you know, what angle you're coming from on this.
I have a Bigfoot question.
Go ahead, Rob.
Graham, how long have we been fascinated by the legend of Bigfoot? Like, for hundreds of years, right?
Yeah, I suppose. It goes back into North American Native mythology. And
so how old is Bigfoot, and does he have, like, a son that he passes it on to, or has there only just been one Bigfoot?
As far as I know, there's only been the one Bigfoot.
So he's old.
Yeah, it's quite old, but also has a very short-term memory.
Is he friendly?
Not quite. I think his intentions are good, but he has a bit of a violent side, so...
Explain that. What is? Tell us about his violent side, because I think we do fear him.
Well, yeah, and most of that just... He's not, like, an evil person at all. It's more that...
Well, he's not a person, right?
Well...
What is he?
That's another question. He's like a hominid, I guess. So.
What is he? What is he, Graham?
More than a gorilla, less than a, I don't know.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Is he more man?
He's not gorilla. He's not Brad Pitt. He's somewhere in between.
Okay. Is he more gorilla and less human? I mean, what is, first of all, we've seen pictures, different pictures. We've seen the footprints. Can you give us, based on channeling him, Graham, an idea of what Bigfoot looks like? Describe him for us.
Well, I mean, he'd be about 7'3", maybe 5'5", something like that. Matted fur, kind of looks like a big lump.
Does he look like Harry and the Hendersons?
No.
Chewbacca?
Kind of.
Oh, that's good.
Kind of like Chewbacca, but bulkier. I mean,
so you've done research on this. This just isn't speculation. This fake autobiography you've written.
Well, I mean, I've done as much research as a person can, because this Bigfoot's a bit of a difficult person to get a hold of.
But you seriously believe in Bigfoot, or not so much?
I suppose I do.
You suppose? Are you on any? Are you on any kind of narcotics right now?
Perhaps. No.
All right. Just asking.
No. I'm an artist. I'm around chemicals and stuff.
Are you a smoker? If you know what I mean.
No.
You a pothead, Graham?
No, I'm not.
And you believe in Bigfoot? Do Canadians, as a rule, feel the same way as Americans, where there are very few Americans that really buy into this, and there are a lot of Americans out on the fringe that get into this whole myth?
It's been my experience that there's more believers in the U.S. than there is in Canada. I think, the Bigfoot myth seems bigger there in general.
Would you entertain a question, Graham, on Bigfoot?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Dave in Sacramento. Dave, you have a question for Graham Romeu, author of Bigfoot, I Not Dead.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Graham, is it true that sometimes big feet just means big feet?
In the case of Big, no, it's the myth is true.
Graham, what are your personal habits? What time do you get up normally in the morning?
Probably pretty much the same as everybody else.
Okay.
I'm at work at my desk by 9 o'clock. I mean, I'm not.
I should point out that when you go to Graham's website, and you want to give your website a plug, Graham?
Yeah, it's Romeu.com, so it's Romeu.com.
Can't get any more French-Canadian than that. Do you speak French, Graham?
No, I don't.
But that's a very French name. Is your mom French?
No, my dad.
He's dead.
Is Bigfoot French?
No.
What part of Canada or what part of North America does Bigfoot hang around in, Graham?
He's mostly in the Pacific Northwest.
Does he vacation?
Yeah, I mean, he's been all over the world.
How does he get around the world?
Travels like the rest of us.
Like
now, hold on a second. Wait a minute. You were saying that he's big and hairy. He couldn't do that.
Sure. Well, if he can avoid being seen by campers and people who are out to find him all the time, why couldn't he simply slip into a cargo ship or FedEx plane or what have you?
Well, so you think he stows away? That's how he does it?
Sure, of course, yeah.
But he's bright enough to, like, follow an itinerary?
Yeah, why not? Lucky enough just to wind up in the right place.
What is the main point?
Or the wrong place because he doesn't care where he's going.
Graham.
Yes.
What is the main point of the book? What is the what are you trying to do with this book?
Well, it's just Bigfoot trying to set the record straight as far as misconceptions and
give us some of the misconceptions.
Yeah.
Well, the Chewbacca thing would be a perfect example. Yeah, I mean Chewbacca. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Chewbacca.
That's our Bigfoot sound effect.
Chewbacca has. Can you imagine a world without Chewbacca? I mean, Bigfoot would probably be a lot more popular in the overall category of hairy giant creatures. So,
does Bigfoot talk?
Yes, he does.
Well, how is that a misconception, though? I mean, Chewbacca is a character in a movie,
mm-hmm. Right? But Chewbacca, this fictional creation, everybody associates. Everybody makes the comparison between Bigfoot and Chewbacca.
All right, lousy misconception. Give us another misconception.
Well, the question that the caller had about big feet? It's a yes and no question. It's a proportional question. You know, it's whichever.
Does Bigfoot desire human women?
He does.
Has he had relations with humans?
Sure, and he's got illegitimate children, sure, all over the place.
Oh, any really? Of them work here?
I think we've got one that's actually playing a Where in the Hell
game. I believe
game.
So.
You want to take some more questions there, Graham Romeo?
Sure, sure.
And incidentally, do you pronounce your last name Romeo?
That's close enough.
Thanks a lot. All right, let's talk to Colin in Calvert County, Maryland. Colin, you're on with Graham Romeo.
Who?
Mr. Romeo,
yeah.
Being a Bigfoot is a big fella. Does he suffer from sleep apnea?
Very good question.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, come on, Graham. You can do better than that. Let's talk to Bigfoot himself is on the line right now with a question for Graham Romeo. Bigfoot, you're on the air.
Slander!
What was that, Bigfoot?
Slander! This is all slander.
Oh, slander.
Slander. Thank you very much. Graham, does he have a hot temper? You said he might be a little violent, but does he have a temper like human beings would have a temper?
Yeah, but most of his anger comes out of frustration. I mean, he's dealing with a human world. He's got a very small brain. He doesn't understand what's going on.
How's the book selling? Did it just come out today?
You
sell any advanced copies of your book?
I think it's doing quite well. I haven't seen actual numbers. There's a couple of books that came before this as well, so this isn't Bigfoot's first autobiography.
Oh. And does it have illustrations?
It's like an adult picture book.
Oh, you drew
adult? Do you have like anatomically correct pictures?
It's not XXX adult, but let's also say it's not for children.
Ah, Graham, there's a movie that we like on this show. It's called Quest for Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that movie?
I think everybody has seen
it. Okay, you know the scene where Raydon Chong is down at the river and she's drinking, and one of the other cavemen comes up behind her and has a little visit with her, you know, kind of a conjugal visit with her. How does Bigfoot, kind of do it like humans or like, you know, like non-humans cavemen do it?
I think he has a copy of the Kama Sutra. I mean, he doesn't... I mean, again, this is all the misconceptions.
Yeah, right.
But Bigfoot doesn't need to attack people. I mean, Bigfoot can't romance a woman. He's not particularly great at it. But
you
whatever.
That.
If you find like if you're a young, good-looking woman and you live out in the woods and you suddenly find like a pile of turd and flowers at your front door, Bigfoot is probably trying to woo you.
And as far as droppings are concerned, how come we haven't seen more Bigfoot poo?
I suppose he uses the toilet often.
Now, here's the deal. You channel Bigfoot. You wrote a book called Bigfoot, I Not Dead, and you say things like, well, I suppose. Well, I mean, what is the deal, Graham? Are you some kind of scam artist? Because everybody in this room, we take Bigfoot very seriously.
You know...
Are you eating something, Graham?
I am.
What are you eating?
I'm drinking water.
Are you high right now? Are you high?
No. I'm washing down my rage at the suggestion that Bigfoot isn't real and I'm not legit here.
Oh, you mean am I wrong? Because it just sounds like you're mocking the entire Bigfoot institution.
Okay. I mean, this is. I do believe Bigfoot exists.
Uh huh. No, you don't.
Of course I do.
No, you don't. You're talking about him leaving flowers for people. I mean, and my God, he's an animal, and he can't stow away in a ship's hold or get into a cargo plane.
You mentioned that he can talk. Can you imitate his voice?
They've obviously gotten to you. That's the thing, is that you have this notion about what Bigfoot is like. That it's all this completely outdated 1950s, like the Patterson film, the blurry figure in the background.
Film. Yes, the Patterson film, not to be confused with the Zapruder film.
Now, you said he can talk. Can you imitate his voice? How does he talk?
It's just in very broken English.
Show me. I know you must be. You must have.
I can do it, Rob.
Sure, I'm trying to find one.
Would you like to hear it, Graham? I do an impression of Bigfoot.
Sure, Mike is a clever mimic.
All right, hold on just a second.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Big.
I'm not dead.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. I'm not dead.
I wanted to thank you, Bigfoot.
Yoda?
You got it. Absolutely, Graham. Graham, why would anybody buy this book? I'm going to give you a chance to sell it in 10 seconds or less.
Because it is absolutely hilarious. It's the only book of its kind out there. And, I mean, if you have any sort of interest in Bigfoot or you have a sick sense of humor, it is the perfect book for you or anybody you know.
Thank you
very
much.
Description.
It took more than 10 seconds, but that's okay. Graham Romeo is the gentleman's name. The book is Bigfoot, I'm Not Dead. And I love your website where it's handwritten that you live in Toronto, you created some books, you have won some awards, you're so-so at playing tennis, you like fun, you smell all right, you have some clients, and you are a Libra. Graham, thanks so much for being on the show. And if you can ever arrange to have Bigfoot, you know, do an in-studio, we'd like to be first, okay?
Or a phoner.
You've got it.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Right. Thank you.
Put you on hold and talk to our lovely producer, who's a big believer as well. That's Graham Romeo, and his book is Bigfoot, I'm Not Dead.
After that interview, I'm not sure I believe in him.
This guy.
He said whatever a lot.
I was trying not to hate him. I truly
I know.
Was.
How'd you do with that?
I did real fine.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, are you ready? I've seen Bigfoot on reality TV shows, but what I watched last night might have been one of the greatest I've ever seen. It was called Verminators. Did you guys get a chance to see it?
What channel is that?
It was probably Discovery, because it was, I think, right after Dirty Jobs.
Okay.
And, you know, Verminators is what you would think it is. It's pest control. And it occurred to me that reality TV is now filled with shows like Dirty Jobs. It's got gross insects, freaks, deformities. And they cut through all the crap they show us to stress one thing. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to gross us out.
Right.
They do what Americans love more than anything else, grossing us out.
Right.
Well, now our show will attempt to capitalize on those themes as we play a new game entitled Gross Me Out.
Yeah.
All right.
Call with your favorite gross out stories right now at 877-365-3636. Whether it's something you see, something you've eaten, a personal injury, something you do that will gross us out, we won't be able to see it. You can tell us about it. The gag reflex is the limit. And please remember, the sensors are listening.
And it's called
Gross Me Out. If you'd like to gross us out, give us a call right now, 877-365-3636. On the line is a fabulous Beth Ann McBride prize package. Wow. All you have to do is call us, gross us out with any of your gross out stories, and you will be a big winner. And that's coming up next, along with the second buzz of the afternoon, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.